private smoke between 7:30 and 10:30 tonight. Very difficult to call for Mayor Balanes to go yet.
An important point, always worth keeping in mind when dealing with stucco. Shulchan Aruch rules Rama is in accordance. Hashtaka Reiva Chaladarim. Stucco falls within the guidelines, within the parameters of Hilchas Nedarim. And that is, normally, we know, in order for one to make an Eder, to be bound by the rules of Nedarim, one has to express his intent, his commitment with the Lashon of an Eder, with the wording clearly saying he's making a vow or something along those lines, an Eder of not just a commitment, but a clear inclusion of the word Neder or something along those lines. Stucco, however, we learned from Pasuk of Afichos and Stucco, that Stucco, any commitment to Stucco, automatically takes on the characteristics of a Neder, even though one clearly had no statement of Nedarim. That means that if someone says, there's an appeal for some sort of Stucco, and if someone says, you know what, I'm going to give X amount of money, that in itself is a commitment on par with a Neder, and has all the Halachas Nedarim included in that commitment. Therefore, there are two very serious napkaminas which come about with such a simple statement. One of them is that failure to live up to one's pledge will be a iser deraisa, not just a lack of, you know, keeping one's word on a simple level, but a very serious iser deraisa of nedarim, which is something with Chazal extremely, they go to great lengths to describe the severity of such an avera. And that's as far as one does not keep the neder. Now, even if one does ultimately fulfill the neder, there's a separate issue, and that is the issue of bal ta'acher. When it comes to neder, one has to be mekayim his neder with all haste possible, and therefore one has to would be mechuyev to go ahead and fulfill his pledge to tzedaka immediately. One who delays fulfilling this pledge will be over as well on Isser De'araisa. Therefore, it will be extremely wise if someone does make such a pledge to always say clearly that he's saying this explicitly neder without any commitment of a neder. If he expressed so clearly, then he would not be included in this din of nedarim. Now, another way to get around it would be if someone would go ahead and say that I'm giving the money to tzedaka even with the neder, but he would say, tonight, and I'm only giving it out over the course of the coming year, I'm only giving it out to a specific type of aniyim, or I'm giving money towards specific people who are suffering from certain illnesses. If he clearly delineates where he's giving the money to, so there to the Balta Acher factor wouldn't kick in, he wouldn't have to give it right away, he would have to give it as per the way he dictated it. But again, if somebody would simply just say, I'm going to make a donation to Taim Cheshavis, since Taim Cheshavis is a cause which is present, it's here, it's around, so aniyim need it now, he would be over in Balta Acher immediately, were he not to clearly state that will be bli neder. Now, there's some cases where it was not applied, and that is where somebody makes a statement, but he clearly, based on the understanding of the whole situation, is clearly being made with a specific intent. And that is, for example, someone bids for an aliyah. You have aliyahs, and someone says he bids $10, $15, $20. Ultimately, one person wins. The people who pledged previous to that made a fully binding pledge. If they were to win, they'd be mechayev. Nonetheless, it's understood that the one who made the pledge only did so with the intent that he's bound should he win. Therefore, even though he did not say bli neder, it's clearly it's understood. The circumstances tell us he did not have any intent to have a neder, and therefore he would not have any neder, and he would have no reason to fulfill that promise, that commitment whatsoever. It's not even a commitment at all. It's important to note, the place can speak out, that the way Klal Yisrael works, even if one says bli neder, that does not mean that our words are meaningless. We are people who are supposed to abide by what we speak. We are people who take our words very, very seriously. Hallmark of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be speaking emes and speaking clearly what you mean. If that's the case, when you pledge to tzedakah and you say bli neder doesn't mean if I remember, if I feel like it down the road. Bli neder means I am committing, I am bound by what I'm saying, however, I'm stopping short of the full impart of the lashon nedarim. Now, one more thing to keep in mind, which is a very practical case that comes up, is that it really goes one level further, and that is, the Pesach can speak out that not only is dibur enough to incur a neder by tzedakah, but very well, a machshava can also bear the same thing. And that is, By hektish, first of all, is a question overall if machshava can create an eder. And further, sometimes we even find that machshava, when it comes to hektish and possibly by tzedakah, can actually create a kinyan, which means, according to the Ramah, if I have a quarter in my pocket and I think I want to give this specific quarter to this specific poor person, it's very likely he already takes full legal possession of that quarter. It's a kinyan without doing any ma'aseh kinyan, which is a pretty serious thing, because what happens is, very often someone will come at the shul, I'll come around collecting, and I'll have in mind I want to give him some money, and I don't just, you know, it's not a passing thought. We're talking about somebody who has a clear thought, I want to give, again, X amount of money, or X, I put money on my shtender, that money I want to give to this poor person, it's very well, it's hakna right away, and according to that, one will be stuck, if the ani kept on walking, and he walks out of shul, and you missed him, you have a serious problem on your hands. First of all, because of the potential neder, and if you hold it to hakna, where it really belongs to the ani, it'll be far more serious. Therefore, specifically, when people come around the shul, which is a very common problem, people come around, they're collecting, and you see a guy walking by, and you want to offer him some money, one should have in mind, one need not speak it out, one should have in mind in every possible scenario that he does not want any commitment whatsoever until he actually gives the money to the ani.